Good morning, everyone. This is John Alls, and I would like to welcome you back on behalf of Independence Baptist Church. Now, so far this month, we've talked about the words sin, salvation, Christian, and body of Christ. Then last week, Pastor Reynolds also asked a very important question. And his question was, are you ready to die? And if you missed the message, be sure and check it out on our website, which is independencebaptist.org. Now this week, Pastor Reynolds will be starting in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 6, and will yet again have a very important question to ask you.
This morning, we'd like to take our text from the book of Ephesians, chapter number 1, and verse 6, where the Bible says, "To the praise of the glory of His grace, wherein He hath made us accepted in the Beloved." Let me ask you a question this morning. Has God accepted you? Notice, in the book of Ephesians, chapter number 1, and verse number 4, the Bible says, "According as He hath chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ, according to the good pleasure of His will." And then the Bible says in verse number 6, all of this was done to the praise of the glory of His grace, wherein He hath made us accepted in the Beloved. You know, I'm glad that I have been accepted by Jesus Christ. Wouldn't it be terrible to live your life and then to die and then to stand before God in judgment and not be accepted? Jesus talks about this in the book of Matthew chapter 7 and verse 21 through 23, where the Bible says, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." So I'd like to ask you this question. Has God accepted you? It would be very tragic to live your entire life, then die, and go to an eternal hell. It would be terrible if this would happen to you. The only way you can keep this from happening is to make sure that you are saved. And then after you are saved, you will be able to properly serve the living God. It is always good to do what 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse number 10 states. "Wherefore, the brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, ye shall never fall." When you were saved, did God work a work in your life, or did you work that work? Ephesians chapter number 2 and verse number 8 states, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." These verses teach us that we are saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. We have received grace, which we did not deserve at all. We have received this through faith, that is, personally believing in God's own holy word. And all of these things, all of grace and all of faith, comes from God and not from us. You see, let me read again in Ephesians 2 and verse number 8. "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. And so salvation is totally a gift from God. It is nothing that we can boast of that we have done. Rather, Christ has redeemed us. He is the one that has saved our unworthy soul from a devil's hell. Think of this. Jonah was a man who was a great prophet of God, and yet he would not go and preach against Nineveh. And so God cast him into the sea. The Bible even says that a great fish swallowed up Jonah. But you know what Jonah prayed when he was in the whale's belly? Jonah prayed and said, "Lord, you are righteous. Salvation is of the Lord." In Jonah 2 and verse 9, that is what Jonah prayed. And then Jonah got out of that whale's belly. I think that the whale got kind of sick of Jonah, and he cast out Jonah upon the dry ground. And Jonah went and preached in Nineveh. He preached about the redeeming qualities that God and God alone had. And people believed that. And people were saved by the grace of God. The Bible says that they repented in dust and ashes. They repented and trusted in the Lord. The Bible says that we are dead in trespasses and in sins. The Bible states in the book of Ephesians, chapter number 2 and verse number 1, "And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and in sins." And the Bible even goes on so far as to say how we used to walk. The Bible said, "Wherein in times past ye walked according to the course of this world." The Bible states there that saved people in the book of Ephesians, chapter number 2 and verse number 2, that saved people walked according to the course of this world before they were saved. That's the way we all were. The Bible said, "According to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience." People did exactly what they wanted to do. And what they wanted to do was against the clear command, the clear teachings of the Word of God. The Bible said in verse number 3, "Among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others." Ephesians 2, verse 1, 2, and 3 tells us exactly where we were. We were disobedient to a most holy God. We were not doing what God wanted us to do. We were following our own path in that day. But you see what it states there in verse number 4? "But God, who is rich in mercy, for His great love, wherewith He loved us." Understand here that I wasn't loved by God when I got all straightened up. But I was loved by God while I was a sinner, condemned while I followed the ways of this world. That's what the Bible is saying here. "But God, who is rich in mercy." I'm thankful that God was rich in mercy. I'm thankful that God looked down upon me and He saved my unworthy soul. I was unworthy. I was unfit. I was doomed to a devil's hell. But to God be the glory. He reached down and He saved me. You see, can you say that? That you've been saved by the power of Almighty God? That it was not anything that you had ever done, but rather it is what God has done for you, that you have been born again. I'm thankful that the Bible states that. "But God, I have become the workmanship of God." I've been saved so that we can do good works for God. I actually didn't have any good works to do for God. So God loved me when I was lost, and He redeemed me. He gave me of His free gift of eternal life. He gave me salvation. That's why in the book of Philippians, chapter number 2 and verse number 12, the Bible said, "Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence," the Bible says, "work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure." I am very well aware that many people believe when it says to work out your own salvation, that many people believe that it's our job just to simply figure out how we can be saved. But that's not what the Bible is saying here. These people are already saved. They're already born again. Paul is writing a letter to them, and he calls them a church. So they are already believers. Notice this. Have you ever been chastened of the Lord? Chasten means that God is molding your character by reproof, by admonition, or maybe it's by affliction or other calamities. You see, chastening of God is not a bad thing. It means that God is doing something in order to get your attention, that you are following the desires of your own sinful nature, that is your own lust, and since you belong to God, He's going to stop you from following the wrong person. You are supposed to be following Christ. The Bible states in the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, and verse number 6, "For whom the Lord loveth, He chasteneth and scourgeth every son whom He receiveth." And so, being chastened of God is not a bad thing at all. It is a good thing. It proves that you are a child of God. When was the last time that God allowed you to get away with some sin? Think about that. Listen, does God just let you get away with sinning? Or does He force you to think about your sinfulness before Him? Can you live the way the world lives, enjoying wickedness and accepting evil? Or do you have to repent and get right before Almighty God? You know, if you can just continue to sin, why don't you ask yourself, why does God just not bother me about my own sins? So in closing, let's think about this. Has God accepted you? I'm glad that God has accepted me. I'm glad that God has chastened me. I'm glad that Jesus Christ's own blood has been shed for me on the cross of Calvary. I'm grateful that He has touched me and made me right before Him. Is God working with you?
Well, thank you, Pastor Reynolds, for this message this morning. If you would like to send Pastor Reynolds any comments or questions about the message, you can simply log on to our website at www.independencebaptist.org and click on a link called Contact IBC Pastor. We'd also love to have you come and visit with us in person. You'll find us at 124 South Main Street in Forest Hill, Missouri. And we'll be there every Sunday starting at 10 a.m. with Sunday school and ending with our evening services at 4:30. We'll also be there on Wednesday night starting at 7 p.m. for a Bible study. Now, for those of you that are physically not able to join us in person, we've also started posting our Sunday and Wednesday sermons to a special website. That website address is www.sermonaudio.com/IBC. So you can listen at any time. So, for example, Brother Philip Thomas has been teaching on the prophecy of Daniel, dealing with the end of the world. And another example are the messages from Pastor Reynolds about rejoicing. Well, I just glanced at the clock, and it seems that our time has once again slipped away from us. But we are thankful that you're able to listen this morning, and we pray that the message was what you needed to hear. And we also pray that you'll be able to join us again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for another message from God's Holy Word.